Welcome to And With Your Spirit, a homily podcast that takes preaching out of the sanctuary and moves it into your daily life. Let us make ourselves open to the voice of Christ and the movement of the Holy Spirit, that we might be transformed.
This afternoon, I went on a run at about 4 o'clock. It was hot, yeah, it was hot. I was hoping to be able to squeeze one in before our 5 o'clock supper at the house with all the guys, and I was able to do so. I didn't have enough time to go far, and so I just went to St. Boniface and back, basically. On the way back, as I was coming back down the alley behind Pierre Funeral Home that heads kind of toward our alley here at Sacred Heart, I saw our 3 trash bins still sitting along the roadside because we forgot last Friday to place them out far enough so the trash truck would pick them up. And the previous week, when we didn't do the same thing, they wrote a note that said, put them closer to the road or we're not picking them up anymore. And then we didn't put them close to the road, so they didn't pick them up. So they're sitting out there. Anyways, I noticed them out far, and at the foot of one of them was a wadded up bag from Taco John's or somewhere, right beside the trash can. And I almost screamed because about every other day, at least 4 days a week, there is a wadded up fast food bag on the ground by our trash cans. All the time. I'm presuming our guys aren't that lazy and that somebody is driving by in the morning or at night and aiming for our trash bins and continuing on their way down the road. My first thought was not, oh great, I get to pick up trash. When I was out in Michigan this summer helping with a conference, the housing that was offered to us priests that were there, the housing that was offered to us wasn't ideal. Right, Thomas? Our focus missionary helped get that set up, but it was housing. We got up there and he said, basically, just slide a credit card past the door thing, whatever you call that, the little, not the knob, but the thing that turns the knob. Slide a credit card and it'll open. And sure enough, it does. That was the key, right? Slide your credit card through. The house smelled like dog food or cat pee or both, really. The rooms were not great. It was a just total disarray. It was like the upstairs apartment of an old motel that people stopped renovating back in 1912, all right? And I got in there and I thought, this is where we're staying? When I arrived there, I met another priest who was a Franciscan. His name's Father Joseph. And he looked around too and was like, we got to do something about this. Well, that day, I dropped my stuff and I went to the conference or where they were all at, and I spent my day there, adoration, mass, doing spiritual direction, hearing confessions. And when I came back that night, and I slid my credit card, and I walked in the room, the whole place was transformed. It was like he did everything except for pull the carpet and replace it. He had washed the windows, he'd gone to the store to buy air fresheners, he bought box fans and new lamps or whatever. It was beautiful in there. There was a bowl of candy on the dining room table and a bowl of fruit in the kitchen. And in the fridge was separated different kinds of foods. And every can on top of the refrigerator was lined up with the label facing out. It was incredible. And I talked to him later and I said, did you do this? He said, oh, well, you know, I had some free time. Turns out that Father Joseph is like a nationally known speaker. He travels around the country and gives really big parish missions and retreats to whole dioceses of priests. He actually even speaks to bishops. And here he was being placed in the same housing that I was placed in. And instead of him going, this place is a dump, he said, I can do something here. And with a smile on his face, he spent the whole day cleaning. How many of us, when we encounter suffering, someone else being unjust, someone else being negative, a situation at the grocery store or the bank or at work or at school that doesn't go the way we want it to go or the way that it should go, we look at it like I looked at that apartment or that bag of trash and almost want to curse. That's what we do. But not the saints. The saints look at it and say, glory be to God. And they mean it. Jesus in the gospel tonight is encountered by, well, by the mother of two of his early priests, which is, this is totally like the mom of two priests kind of a thing to do. Hey, God, can you really kind of move them up a little bit in the hierarchy, you know? Can they sit at your right and left? And Jesus replies to her and says, it's not about power. It's not about power. It's about helping. It's not about who you control. It's about who you serve. It's not about who you control or who you impress or who looks at you or who offers you something good. It's about who you bend down for. It's who you go to the Dollar General to buy cleaning supplies for. That's what it's about. Christianity turns what we usually think on its head. And if we still have the reaction when we see the bag of trash on the ground is to get angry, then we're not Christian yet. Not fully. There's part of us that still needs to be changed. And there's a whole lot of me that still needs to be changed. So if you see me post on Facebook or Instagram, glory be to God, it's because our friend is driven by again. And maybe if I do that enough, if we all do that enough, maybe we'll start seeing everything as an opportunity for greatness because it's an opportunity for service.